Every young caterpillar. Did you ever read this book?
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I just read it. Want me to read it to her?
Yeah.
Yes, whatever. You sit up here with me. And you know this story. Watch right when you open it. Up here.
Because I don't like when I get your
house. Oh, I do, so I can read to you. For my sister, Krista. What does that mean, do you think? You think they wrote it for somebody?
Yeah.
He's dedicating this book to someone. For his sister. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Where's the egg, Sam?
I don't know.
It's on the leaf. Where's the leaf?
Where's the egg?
So where's the egg? Well, that's the moon. By the light of the moon, see? There's the little egg. It's hard to see. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up. Pop! Out of the egg came a tiny, very hungry caterpillar. Here he is.
Yeah.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate the one apple, but he was still hungry. Where's the apple he ate for? There's the apple. There it is. He ate right through. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. See how it comes to the apple? And through this pear and through this pear. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums. He was still very hungry. Where'd he come out? Where'd he come out when he was done eating? Alright, turn the page to him. On Thursday, he ate three four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Where'd he go for lots of the strawberries? How many strawberries are there?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, turn the page. Let's see what he ate next. What do you think he ate next? On Friday, he ate 5 oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through what? One piece of
brownie.
Okay, close. One
ice cream.
One
cucumber.
That's a pickle, of course.
Cheese. I don't know.
Salami.
Lollipop. And ham.
Cherry pie.
Hot dog.
Sausage. Yep.
Lemon.
What is that?
Chana.
What is this with the seeds that you spit out?
Lemon.
Very good. That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Get out of here. Who's fat like him? Who's fat like him? Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Now what does he do? What does he do over here?
When he goes in this vent here and turns a butterfly.
Right. He built himself a small house called a cocoon. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. And he was a beautiful butterfly. And then again, now he just flies away. And do you think he goes and eats all that food again? I don't know.
I do.
This is Sesame Street's favorite book, you know. Mm-hmm. All the time, huh? That's where I know it from.
Did you read it to me again?
Well, now you know it. Next time. Maybe the library has that.
Okay, now, Samantha, do you have a favorite book?
Yeah.
That you'd like to show us?
Yes.
Yes?
Are you going to go get it?
Get it for us?
Well, one mom touched up the book. These are all my favorite books.
Those are your newest books.
why don't you bring it over here? And you can look at it with your mom.
Which one?
Lucky Lucy.
Lucky Lucky. You want her to read it? You want to read it? You want to read it?
No, I need a...
Again. One day. Who is she?
I don't know.
What's her name? What is an H? One day. What is the name of this book?
I don't know.
How can it be your favorite book and you don't even know the name? Henny Penny wandered through the woods and searched for nuts. A big acorn fell on her
head. Feathered head.
Feathered head. Very good.
Feathered.
What did she say?
Feathered.
What did she say?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. Surely I must go tell the
king.
She thought she ought to know. So she hurried along.
And she saw against the block.
D.
Where's D?
Right there.
Okay, so.
Yes, so what did you say?
Lucky Lucky.
Very good. Quack, 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 called Lucky Lucky. Good morning to you, Henny Penny. Where are you going this fine day? Where is she going?
To ask the king if the sky was falling.
Right. Very good. After she was gathering up, what happened? Oh, what a dreadful thing. Quack, quack, exclaimed Lucky Lucky. Do you mind if I come along with you? No, not at all, said Henny Penny. We'll both go tell the king. So they hurried along.
Whom
shall they meet next? No. It begins with a G. Guh. Guh. What? What's its name? Lucy Lucy.
Lucy Lucy.
Con, con, con. Called out Lucy Lucy. Good morning. Where are you two off this fine day? Where are they going? Oh, dearie me, Goosey Goosey, cried Ducky Lucky. Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her.
Head, feather head.
Run away to tell the king the sky is falling. I am not done with this page.
I want to turn it.
Well, we're not going to find out what happens on this page.
Read it.
My goodness, you're drowning. Oh, what a dreadful thing. Honk, honk, exclaimed Goosey Goosey. Do you mind if I come along with you? No, not at all, said Ducky Lucky. Oh, how many of them are there now? How many of them are going to go tell the king? Right, all three of us will go tell the king. So they hurried along, and whom should they meet?
Quack. Quack, quack, quack.
He said squonk. He said squonk.
Squonk, squonk.
Gander-lander. Good morning. Where are you three off to this very fine morning? Oh, dearie me, Gander-lander, said Goosey Lucy. Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of sky fell upon her.
Feathered head.
We're all on our way to tell the king the
sky is falling.
Oh, dearie me.
I have to tell.
Tell him. Oh, so, Mandy, the sky is falling.
I'll get her. I'm sure Brenda will sniff it.
Oh, dearie Mary. Oh, yes, you have to laugh. Oh, dearie me, Turkey Lurkey, cried Gander-lander. Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of sky fell upon her feathered head. We're all on our way to tell the king the sky is falling. Oh, what a dreadful thing. Gobble, gobble, exclaimed Turkey Lurkey. Do you mind if I come along with you?
I'm
going out of
here.
No, you have to stay here. I'll ask Mandy and Brenda to leave if you're not going to sit here and do this with me.
Okay.
Now sit back.
I want to sit like this.
So you can. Do you mind if I come along with you?
No.
Oh, how many of them are going to go tell the king now?
Three.
And what about those two over there?
None. Not more.
Are you going to be first now?
Yes.
We punched him.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
We want to.
That wasn't very nice. Do you want me to finish the story? Do you want me to finish the story? Are you going to sit here and listen to me? All right, calm down. So they all hurried along, and whom should they meet?
Foxy Loxy Boxy.
Good morning to you, my pretty friends, called Foxy Loxy, smiling slyly at them. Where are the five of you going in such a hurry this fine day?
Tell the king to put the sky on.
Right. Because what happened to him? You're not. Brenda's going to send you back down. You sound just like someone I know.